Chapter 4. How we must walk in truth and humility before God. My son, walk before me in truth, and in the simplicity of thy heart seek me continually. He who walketh before me in the truth shall be safe from evil assaults, and the truth shall deliver him from the wiles and slanders of the wicked. If the truth shall make thee free, thou shalt be free indeed, and shalt not care for the vain words of men. Lord, it is true as thou sayest. Let it, I pray thee, be so with me. Let thy truth teach me, let it keep me, and preserve me safe unto the end. Let it free me from all evil and inordinate affection, and I will walk before thee in great freedom of heart. I will teach thee, saith the truth, the things which are right and pleasing before me. Think upon thy sins with great displeasure and sorrow, and never think thyself anything because of thy good works. Verily thou art a sinner, liable to many passions, yea, tied and bound with them. Of thyself thou always tendest unto nothing. Thou wilt quickly fall, quickly be conquered, quickly disturbed, quickly undone. Thou hast naught whereof to glory, but many reasons why thou shouldest reckon thyself vile, for thou art far weaker than thou art able to comprehend. Let therefore nothing which thou doest seem to thee great. Let nothing be grand, nothing of value or beauty, nothing worthy of honour, nothing lofty, nothing praiseworthy or desirable, save what is eternal. Let the eternal truth please thee above all things. Let thine own great vileness displease thee continually. Fear, denounce, flee nothing so much as thine own faults and sins, which ought to be more displeasing to thee than any loss whatsoever of goods. There are some who walk not sincerely before me, but being led by curiosity and pride, they desire to know my secret things, and to understand the deep things of God, whilst they neglect themselves and their salvation. These often fall into great temptations and sins because of their pride and curiosity, for I am against them. Fear thou the judgments of God, fear greatly the wrath of the Almighty. Shrink from debating upon the works of the Most High, but search narrowly thine own iniquities into what great sins thou hast fallen, and how many good things thou hast neglected. There are some who carry their devotion only in books, some in pictures, some in outward signs and figures. Some have me in their mouths, but little in their hearts. Others there are, who, being enlightened in their understanding, and purged in their affections, continually long after eternal things, hear of earthly things with unwillingness, obey the necessities of nature with sorrow. And these understand what the Spirit of truth speaketh in them. For he teacheth them to despise earthly things, and to love heavenly, to neglect the world, and to desire heaven all the day and night.